The Afghan community in Philadelphia has nearly doubled since the U.S. troop withdrawal last summer. After the Taliban retook the country, hundreds of evacuees resettled here. For newly arrived children, this comes at the same time COVID has strained the American education system. For Keystone Crossroads, Mallory Falk and Laura Benshoff report Afghan families must get up to speed on a tight timeline. Laura Benshoff begins.
It's Ali Wahaj Mosakil's first day of American school, but before he can walk through the doors of Samuel Fells High in Northeast Philadelphia, he needs to learn how to get there. The 15-year-old stands at a bus stop near his house, wearing a camo hoodie to fend off the December chill.
Bus coming.
It's coming?
Yeah.
Can you see it?
Yeah.
Michelle Ferguson with the Refugee Resettlement Agency, HIAS PA, explains to him which public bus he needs to catch.
26.
Yeah, 26.
26, yeah, exactly. Yeah. Okay. So 26 to school,
yeah.
26 home.
Oh.
Same thing.
There's a reason for the repetition. Ali Wahaj's school is about a 30-minute commute. And later today, for the trip back, he'll be on his own, something he and his parents have been stressing about for days. It's still on his mind on the bus that morning.
So when school is finished, you will walk to the bus,
yeah,
and then take the bus home.
I don't know where is my home at bus. I don't know where
you
is
know
my
the
home.
Address?
Yeah.
Okay, we can write it down at school.
Okay.
We will not lose you.
Okay.
It's a lot of new information at once. The bus, the unfamiliar streets, getting around in English when he mostly speaks Dari. But the closer to school Ali Wahaj gets, the more he opens up and starts asking questions about what it will be like.
Does school have a lunch?
Yes.
Breakfast?
Yes.
Do you have a free time at the school?
Maybe.
I can't find a job.
Yeah. If you want.
Yeah.
He's gearing up for his new reality. Mallory Falk picks it up from here.
The U.S. military's calamitous withdrawal from Afghanistan has raised questions about what America owes to its allies there after two decades of occupation. The stakes are stark for those still there and for those who made it to the U.S. The federal government is paying resettlement agencies to help Afghan evacuees set up their new lives here, but only for about 90 days. After that, they're largely on their own.
It's really tough. Resettlement in other countries looks different.
Valerie Hartag leads the education team at HIAS PA.
Some families will have other family members and relatives and friends be resettled in other countries that have longer periods of resettlement. And the U.S. is not like that. It's really fast, really short.
The mass evacuation of Afghanistan put a lot of people into this pipeline all at once. The U.S. airlifted out 130,000 people in total. Many fled suddenly with only the clothes on their backs, just like the Mosakils.
To Afghanistan, the Taliban seizing control of more and more territory with all U.S.
In Afghanistan, Ali Wahaj's dad, Esmatullah, worked supplying auto parts to the U.S. military for more than a decade. When the Taliban took over their province last August, they fled. Esmatullah says he had a good life in Afghanistan and never imagined everything would be destroyed so quickly. They traveled hundreds of miles across the country to Kabul and managed to get on a plane out. Now he's one of 650 Afghans that have come to Philly since September. That has nearly doubled the size of the local Afghan community and strained the resettlement agencies and school system. Again, Valerie Hartag.
It's an unprecedented situation, I think, for the school district in many ways.
Even in normal times, getting kids up to speed who may have missed grades or never been in formal school is hard. Combine that with the COVID-19 pandemic and virtual schooling, and it's even more complicated. Parisa Kusnood is with HIAS PA's education team.
Especially for families that are pre-literate and have very little to no digital literacy, explaining to click here and type in a password, you know, means quite literally nothing to them.
She remembers one student who needed a whole lesson on what clicking meant.
We toss that word around so casually because to us it's such a norm, but, you know, he had a blank face.
The district has just one counseling assistant that speaks Afghan languages to work with newcomer families. And the paperwork for registering for school isn't available in these languages. Back in early December, Ali Wahaj and his dad spent 3 hours on Zoom going through the process question by question with Michelle from Hyas and an interpreter on speakerphone. One challenge, Ali Wahaj doesn't have his transcripts. A lot of Afghan kids fled without school records, so the district is letting them self-report their grades to the best of their memory. He lists his scores out of 20 points.
Biology, 2020. I love biology.
Okay.
Laura Benchoff finishes the story.
About a month later, Ali Wahaj and his two younger siblings have just finished up a day at their new schools. Sitting in their house in northeast Philly, his dad says through an interpreter that he's still getting the hang of that long commute. He says, you know Ali Wahaj got lost that first day, right?
So I don't, you guys not aware. So yeah, so he was lost for all days.
It took his son 5 hours to get home. He found a cell phone store that let him call someone from the Refugee Resettlement Agency for help. But Ali Wahaj now takes it in stride. He says he's learned from that and moved on.
He says it was an experience for me, so now I have to be very cautious.
His dad, Esmatullah, says as stressful as that was, he wants to make something clear. The family is safe and they have a home. Esmatullah can't say the same for relatives back in Afghanistan. He says his sister and brother also used to work with U.S. forces, but didn't get out in time. The Taliban sometimes comes looking for them.
So they're not in one place. They're hiding. Go one week to one place, then another week, another place.
They are who he worries about now. By comparison, life in the United States is not as stressful. And Ali Wahaj is no longer the newest Afghan student in his classes. One girl started just the day before. Esmatullah says he told his son to help the new student.
Yesterday I was told him, yes. You make it for she help for everything.
Ali Wahaj laughs quietly and says,
I myself need help, so.
But he is further along than he was just a few weeks ago. Laura Benchoff
and Mallory Falk, Keystone Crossroads.